1 right now. Emma's got more news in a few moments' time. I can't wait to hear that news that she's got. Coming up, she'll have some news stories about things that are happening around the world and also some news about things that are happening locally as well. That's news with Emma happening at news time, which is 1 o'clock. It's now time for an honest film review, where I deconstruct one of your favourite films. A bit like if you ever watched Dirty Dancing, a film where it's romantic, you know. Oh, look, they're so. She really loves him, and look at Patrick Swayze, look at his muscles. Oh God, oh dear. What it's really about is an overprivileged child who takes advantage of an unusual situation and then gets to nab her man, and that's pretty much it. Nobody puts baby in the corner. And I can't make the joke that I made off air earlier on, apparently for Ofcom guidelines reasons. There we go. So the film I'm going to deconstruct for you now is one that I watched on, I'm going to say, last Saturday evening. And it was P.S. I Love You, a film that stars some real heavy hitters. Hilary Swank off of Boys Don't Cry, and Gerard Butler off of films where he does bad accents, of which this is one, as he pretends to be Irish. Oh, hello there, it's me, I'm Irish, is kind of how his accent goes. The plot of the film, if you've not seen it, is Holly and Jerry. Holly, of course, being played by Gerard Butler, and Jerry being played, of course, by Hilary Swank, are a married couple who live on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. They are deeply in love, but they fight occasionally. By winter that year, Jerry suddenly dies of a brain tumour, and Holly realises how much he means to her. But now, she's gone. Oh, he's gone. So that's the film, and that's the premise of what's going to happen. And then over the course of the next 90 minutes, Gerard Butler has arranged for little notes to be sent to her, just reminding her of how much he loves her now that he's gone to the other side. Some might say romantic. I look at it as entrapment. What this guy's basically doing is stopping her from grieving and stopping her from moving on. He wants the control, the kind of stuff that Christian Grey demonstrates in 50 Shades of Grey. He just wants to control her life, even from beyond the grave. This guy, you know, he's passed, he's gone, it's time to move on. But he has actually sat there and constructed this plan. Now, some of you are still saying, come on, James, this is romantic. Look what he's done, you know. He knew he was dying. He knew she was going to be alone. He knew he wanted to control her. And that's what he did. All started with a dictaphone. Who uses dictaphones nowadays? How hard must he have tried to try and find a dictaphone on eBay? I've looked. There's a few on there, but most of them are just for spare parts. He found a dictaphone, arranged to send it, then sent her to Ireland to go and see the family that he couldn't be bothered to go and see since he left Ireland when he met and moved over to America. Gerard Butler, how dare you? All veils and